What is a supervisor's growth journey? I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and today I want to share with you our progression of a leader framework so that you can see, if you're a frontline leader, where do you fit on this pyramid, and if you're the manager or HR manager of a team of supervisors, where do your people fit on this pyramid, and how could you move them up in their capabilities and their confidence level? Now, when a supervisor first starts out, we would actually put them in this red zone that you see at the bottom of the pyramid. And the red zone is where we would call them a buddy. You've certainly seen it. The person reluctantly accepts the promotion to being the team leader, and they're not really good at it, and they're not really all in to learn how to be good at it. So at that point, we would almost say that they are loathing the job. I'm using L words just for consistency, but they loathe the position. Really not excited about it, don't particularly have an interest in getting better at it. And that's why it's below what you see there, which is the fear ignorance line. Now, once we can get people to get over that fear ignorance line and at least accept the fact that they are, in fact, the frontline leader of their group, then we would call them, the term that you're most familiar with, we would call them a supervisor. Sounds reasonable. They are now a supervisor, and they actually go from loathing the position to living with it. So they learn to live with it. Now, that's not exactly inspiring at that point, but at least they're doing the bare minimum. And many organizations have people that we would put at that supervisor level of the pyramid. Now, once a leader wants to progress from there, interestingly, that they often take the path to becoming, again, what we have labeled as the hero. You might say, oh, hero. That's like Marvel and DC Comics. I mean, the person's obviously going to be saving people's lives at that point. Well, maybe that's a little extreme. But at that point, they are liking the role of being a leader. And think about what a hero does. A hero saves the day. So they look out for their team. If the team needs resources, tools, and equipment, they go and advocate for the team. They get the team what they need to be successful. And in that way, the team sees them as their hero. And you might say, well, isn't that enough? I mean, isn't that good enough? And of course, you see the good enough line in the model. And for many organizations, they just call it a day at that point and say, hey, we'd love to have just a lot of heroes. So you might say, well, what is beyond that line? What is the pinnacle of your leadership progression? Well, it's not necessarily that exciting. We just call it a leader. And you might say, well, that doesn't sound that inspiring, but at that point, of course, the person has decided that they actually love it. They love the role of being a leader, and what makes them different than being just a hero to their team is they actually start to make heroes of other people. And when they make heroes of other people, those people get successful. Those people, by being successful, drives up the performance and the culture of your organization. When you have people who are at that leader pinnacle, they're inspiring other people. In fact, many people want to emulate them. They want to emulate that leader, which means that they're going to inspire the next round of team leaders and supervisors in your organization. They're going to be ready to step up as your organization grows to meet customer demands. Most importantly, if your people actually get to that level, which of course is where we come in to help them, you'll actually find things like your turnover rate dropping off and your retention rate going up. Those culture surveys, which often have mixed results, will have consistently excellent feedback because your employees, your team members, are really going to appreciate what it's like to work for an exceptional leadership team. That's what's at the pinnacle of the progression model. Not every leader is ready for that, but that's certainly what we do in our frontline leadership program. So if that interests you, either as a frontline leader or as the leader of frontline leaders, I want you to go visit us on our website at uniquedevelopment.com. Click on the call us or contact us button. Let's start a conversation to see how we can help your organization evolve and grow to exceptional leadership.